Okay, so I want you to picture something for me.
Okay, I'm listening.
You walk into the headquarters of a company, and they make the world's most advanced vacuum cleaners. Super high tech, incredible efficiency.
Top of the line.
Exactly. But then you look down at the floor of their own lobby, and it's just filthy.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in the corner trying to clean it all with a toothbrush.
That's a very vivid and slightly disturbing image. And I'm guessing we're not actually talking about corporate hygiene today.
We are not. We're talking about this paradox in business that I just can't shake. It's that old cobbler's children have no shoes problem.
Ah, okay.
And we're looking at a specific case today that just nails it. A company called Gantic. Their whole reason for being is high-level efficiency.
Right. And just to set the stage, Gantic isn't your average to-do list app. This is serious project portfolio management. We're talking about their tools being used by KPMG, massive construction firms, engineering giants.
Exactly. If you've got 50 excavators and 300 engineers across 5 different sites, Gantic is the software that stops it all from descending into chaos.
It's about optimizing resources. The entire philosophy is squeezing every last drop of value out of your time, your equipment, your people.
But here's the paradox. When you look at how companies like Gantic, and really B2B software in general, market themselves, their content, their growth
They're
engines,
using the toothbrush.
they're using the toothbrush, the most inefficient manual methods you can imagine. And that is the mission of this deep dive. We're going to explore a theoretical collision between Gantic's philosophy and this new infrastructure called the Auto Content API.
Which is a really fascinating matchup because you have the logic of resource planning on one side, and on the other, you have what the documentation calls an industrial engine for media. This is not, you know, hey, ChatGPT, write me a poem. This is programmatic infrastructure.
So the question we're trying to answer is, how does a company obsessed with efficiency use this API to fix the most inefficient part of its own business?
I love this. We're basically architecting the ultimate growth machine in real time.
Let's start with the big problem. You mentioned a concept in the notes, content saturation.
Right. So if you look at the big picture, the main bottleneck in business has completely shifted.
How so?
Well, 10 or 15 years ago, the problem was distribution. If you wanted to reach 1 million people, you needed what? A TV deal? A radio tower?
You needed access to the pipe, and the gatekeepers held the keys.
Precisely. But today, the pipe is infinite. YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, distribution is basically free.
But what we put into the pipe isn't.
That's the new bottleneck, production. And this is where it clashes so hard with Gannick's whole worldview. Traditional content creation is just a linear resource drain.
Okay, break that down for me. What does a linear resource drain actually look like?
Sure. So Gantic wants to launch a podcast to reach those decision makers at KPMG, right?
Makes sense.
They need a host, a producer, an editor, a sound guy. If they want to double their output, say go from weekly to daily, they have to double the headcount, double the cost.
I saw some numbers on this. A good B2B podcast can run anywhere from $100 to what, $15,000 an episode.
Exactly. And that creates a growth ceiling. You can't scale linearly in a world that moves exponentially. It just breaks the model.
And for Gannick, a company that sells solutions to resource bottlenecks, to have that at the core of their own marketing strategy is.
It's deeply ironic. It's a failure of their own philosophy.
Okay, so enter Auto Content API. How does this thing change the math?
It's a total shift in architecture. It's not about manual creation anymore. It's about automated transformation
Transformation of what?
of what they already have. The core idea is that businesses like Gantic are sitting on a gold mine of structured data. They have gigabytes of technical docs, blog posts, white papers.
But it's all trapped in texts.
Exactly, it's trapped. The API is the machine that takes that raw text and transforms it into broadcast quality audio and video. And because it's an API, it does it for cents, not thousands of dollars.
So we're going from a linear cost curve to a logarithmic one.
That is the aha moment. You're applying Gennick's own logic of resource efficiency back onto their marketing department.
Okay, I want to get out of the abstract. Let's get into the weeds. A real pain point for any software company, the help hub.
The dreaded knowledge base, the place where user enthusiasm goes to die.
I was looking at Gannick's support section. It's very, very thorough, but it is just walls of text.
Right.
If I'm a site manager standing in the mud trying to figure out why my schedule won't sync, I am not reading a 2,000-word article on my phone.
No. And what do you do when you don't read it?
You open a support ticket,
Yeah.
which goes to a human.
And that human costs money. Every single ticket is a little leak in the efficiency boat. Now, the auto content sources mention an explainer video endpoint.
Okay.
Imagine this. Gannic hooks their Help Center's CMS directly into the API.
So the API is just watching the help articles.
Yes. It parses the structure, sees the headers as scenes, turns the text into a script, and then boom. It generates a 60-second video with an AI avatar walking you through the steps, lip sync and everything.
Okay, wait, hang on. We need to talk about quality here.
Fair point.
Because when I hear AI avatar, my brain immediately goes to those robotic Uncanny Valley videos from a few years ago.
The creepy ones, yeah.
Can a company selling to KPMG really afford to look cheap?
It's the right question to ask. But the technology has, and I mean this, it's jumped a full generation. We're talking broadcast quality. The lip sync is almost perfect. But more importantly, think about the utility.
Okay.
If you're that frustrated site manager in the mud, you're not critiquing the cinematography. You are just thrilled that a clear voice is explaining the solution in under a minute.
So it's function over form. But the form is finally good enough not to be distracting.
Exactly. And there's a huge secondary benefit here that marketers will love. Dwell time.
All right, the big SEO metric.
Google sees how long you stay on a page. If you see a wall of text and bounce in 5 seconds, Google thinks the page is useless. But if you stay and watch a 90-second video,
dwell time goes through the roof.
The stat I saw was pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That feels huge.
It does, but it makes sense. It's a massive signal of user engagement. So Gannic reduces support costs, improves the user experience, and gets a massive SEO boost, all automated.
And when they update the software, they don't have to hire a whole film crew to reshoot 500 tutorials.
No, they just update the text. The API sees the change and renders a new video overnight.
That's operational content. It's alive.
It closes the gap between product update and customer education.
Okay, let's pivot to audio. Gannic's audience, they're not teenagers, they're project managers, decision makers.
To people who spend a lot of time in cars, on trains, traveling between sites. It's why this is called the audio revolution. It's the one medium you can consume while your hands and eyes are busy.
You definitely should not be watching video while driving.
Please don't, but you can listen to a deep dive.
So how does the API solve the audio production problem? I know Google has that Notebook LM tool, which is cool, but is that enough?
Notebook LM is great, but in this context, it's a consumer toy. It's manual. You have to drag and drop. Wait, download. You can't build a business process on it. The Auto Content API is positioned as the Notebook LM API alternative.
Meaning it's headless. It's for enterprise.
Right. So let's design a workflow for Gantic.
Yeah.
They have a blog, right? They write about heavy stuff like capacity planning and resource utilization.
Dense, very dense.
So they use a tool like make.com to put a watcher on their blog's RSS feed.
Okay.
The second a new blog post goes live, make.com sends that text to the Auto Content API. The API analyzes it, scripts a two-person dialogue host and expert like us, and synthesizes the audio.
And
then it pushes the MP3 directly to Spotify. The whole thing happens in minutes. Zero human intervention.
That's wild. But let's take it a step further. We've talked marketing, but Gannic's tool is for internal organization.
Mm.
Can they use this inside their customers' companies?
Now, that is a brilliant connection. And yes, the sources talk about private podcast networks.
Walk me through it.
Okay, imagine a huge construction firm. Head office issues a new 15-page PDF on crane safety regulations.
Which gets emailed to everyone and read by no one.
Exactly. But what if Gannic offers a feature powered by the API that instantly turns that PDF into a 10-minute private podcast?
Then the crane operators can listen to it in the truck on the way to the site.
Exactly. It turns dead time into learning time. It guarantees alignment. For Gannic, that's a huge value add. They're not just selling planning software, they're selling a communication platform that ensures the plan is actually understood.
It's all about better utilization of resources. In this case, the resource is employee attention.
You're optimizing the bandwidth of the human brain.
All right, let's look at the map. Gannic says they have 100,000 users globally. But global is a tricky word.
It really is. Usually global means it's in English, and maybe we ran the landing page through Google Translate.
Which doesn't really cut it if you want to sell to the Spanish construction market or the Japanese engineering sector. You need native content.
And that's the localization bottleneck. It's slow, it's expensive, you have to hire local teams.
So how does the API handle this? Is it just subtitles?
Oh, it goes way deeper. The API supports over 50 languages, but we're talking about resynthesis.
Okay.
So Gantaic makes that resource management guide podcast in English. The API can then automatically create a Spanish version, a German version, a Japanese version, and I don't mean subtitles.
You mean the AI hosts speak Spanish?
The same brand voices, just speaking fluent Spanish. Or you can pick new culturally appropriate voices for each region.
That completely flips the economics of expansion.
It does. You can test a market before you invest in it. Want to see if there's traction in Brazil? Just turn on the Portuguese endpoint, flood the market with localized content and see what sticks, all before hiring a single person there.
You're multiplying your total addressable market by 5x or 10x with just a few lines of code.
That is the very definition of leverage. You're decoupling growth from headcount.
I want to shift to something a bit more technical, but I think it's crucial for Gantaic. Programmatic SEO.
Oh, this is the heavy hitter. This is where the strategy gets really interesting.
So Gantaic serves a ton of different industries. Construction, creative agencies, labs.
And a creative agency in London worried about designer burnout has nothing in common with an environmental firm in Texas worried about excavator maintenance.
A generic "we do resource planning" message doesn't work for either of them.
Exactly. The ideal is a unique landing page for resource planning for creative agencies in London, equipment scheduling for construction in Dallas.
But isn't that just spam? I thought Google hammered you for that. Thin content, right?
You are 100% right. That's the trap. If you just copy paste and swap keywords, Google will crush you. You need unique value on every page.
But you can't manually create 5,000 unique valuable pages.
You can't, but the API can. This is where the deep research endpoint comes into play.
How does an API research construction in Texas?
So for that page, the API doesn't just write fluff. It goes out and researches real pain points. It might hit a weather API to find data on recent heat waves affecting work hours. It might query a legal database for specific state regulations on machinery.
So it's finding actual local context.
Yes, and it structures that data.
Yeah.
Then the podcast API creates a 2-minute audio clip about those specific Texas regulations. The video API makes a vertical short about equipment scheduling in extreme heat.
So the Texas page has completely different media and text from the London page.
Totally different. Google sees high dwell time, unique video, unique audio. You start to dominate thousands of niche keywords because you're actually providing specific value at an insane scale.
It's like an army of local experts, but it's just code.
It's the industrialization of niche expertise.
You mentioned that deep research endpoint. I want to dig in there because the big fear with AI is always hallucinations. What if it makes stuff up? Gantaic can't afford to be wrong.
It's a valid fear, and this is why the architecture is so important. This isn't just an LLM guessing the next word. The Auto Content API uses autonomous agents.
Explain agents. How's that different?
Okay. Think of a standard text generator as a well-read parrot. It repeats things it's seen, but it doesn't check them. An agent is more like a research assistant with a live web browser.
Huh.
It can go to specific trusted URLs, the Financial Times, government regulatory sites, SEC filings. It reads the live data, extracts the facts, and cross-references them.
So it's fact-gathering, not just creative writing.
Exactly. Wow. So Gantaic could set up an agent to scan for global supply chain disruptions every day.
Right.
A massive ship gets stuck in a canal again. The agent detects this news from verified sources. This is called newsjacking.
And then what?
The API sees the trend spiking. It immediately drafts a script explaining how Gantaic software helps managers adjust schedules during these crises. It generates a video. It generates an audio briefing.
How fast are we talking?
Minutes. While the human marketing team is still in their morning meeting talking about the news, the API has already published a response positioning Gantaic as the solution.
That kind of speed is a massive competitive advantage.
It is. In the attention economy, speed is everything. If you're the first to add value to a breaking story, you win.
So if we step back and look at the whole picture, we have Gantaic, this tool for efficiency, and we've basically wrapped it in a layer of automated content that handles support, marketing, SEO, and even competitive intelligence.
It's a perfect synergy. We've seen how a tool for resource planning can use a tool for content manufacturing to solve its own production bottleneck.
And it feels like it stays true to Gantaic's actual DNA.
That's the key takeaway for me. Gantaic's mission is doing more with the resources you have. By automating the transformation of their own text into video, audio, and other languages, They're literally living that mission.
It's a very compelling case. Mm. So what's the final thought for the listener? If I'm running a business, what do I take away from all this?
Well, here's a provocative thought to leave you with. We are rapidly entering an economy where the cost of transforming content is approaching zero.
Okay.
So if your competitors are using APIs to publish 100 assets, videos, podcasts, localized articles for every one piece you create manually, at what point does your commitment to quality just become a refusal to adapt?
Oof, that goes pretty deep.
You have to ask, is your current marketing strategy actually a strategy, or is it just a resource management failure?
That is a heavy question to end on. If you're listening and feeling a bit bottlenecked in your own workflow, maybe it's time to ask if there's an API for that. Thanks for diving in with us.
Always a pleasure.